Seattle Mayor Ed Murray says he wants to strengthen civilian oversight at the police department. He wants to give police watchdogs more power and more independence. One of those watchdogs is the Community Police Commission. Its job is to make recommendations on how to reform SPD. Lisa Dugard co-chairs the commission. She told KUOW's Kim Malcolm she wants to expand its role by making recommendations on actual police work and things like the use of body cameras.
The commission itself, you know, for example, on body cameras, has been a really strong voice that this is a more complicated issue than it sometimes appears, that you need to be mindful that if people think that their every interaction with a police officer is going to be both recorded and stored and potentially publicly released, that may actually deter some people from calling for police services, particularly in some communities, for example, immigrant communities. When policy just comes out of a police department, you don't have the benefit of that community wisdom, knowing how these things play out as applied. So it's much better for police leaders to hear that up front and before they institute a new approach. It allows for just much better solutions out of the box.
You also want to civilianize the OPA, the Office of Professional Accountability, which investigates police misconduct. Civilianize is a new term for me. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it means adding to the current mix of investigators, people who are not law enforcement officers and are bringing expertise in human resources or in accountability in from the outside to the task of investigating alleged police misconduct.
And how do you think that that's going to help the situation here in Seattle?
The fact is that when police are investigating other police officers, even if they reach a correct decision that exonerates that officer, it is very difficult for community members who don't like that outcome to have confidence that it's fair. And so this increases the perceived fairness of the process, as well as hopefully actually strengthening the agency.
There's been discussion on the commission about creating an office of an inspector general. If that recommendation gets passed, what would you like to see that person or that office do?
Well, we are currently under supervision of the federal court, and there is a court monitor who is looking at whether or not the reforms that we've begun are really working. You know, what is the actual outcome of these measures? That era is going to end, and we need somebody who can step into the role that the monitor has played and really assess whether our system is working, do systemic investigation, and report back on whether, you know, ideas that people think are good and, you know, hope will make things better are really playing out that way. In some instances, they can be actually counterproductive and have unintended consequences, and someone needs to catch that before damage is done.
This past week may mark a watershed moment for the country with the killings of two African-American men by police. That was captured on video, and then the ambush and killings of five police officers at a peaceful protest in Dallas. You've been working on police reform efforts for some time. What was your reaction to last week's events?
It was a moment for me of taking even more seriously the task before us. We cannot fail to achieve change. There's a pessimism about whether the gap can be bridged between law enforcement and people who identify with Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. And you could see that there was a turn towards scapegoating. It is easy to caricature the other side. At a moment like that, it's easy to find a simple, tangible enemy who needs to be confronted. I think the people who are asking the deeper questions are the ones we need to listen to. And those are questions about what is it about the way that America uses its police forces that generates these kinds of interactions. Those are the really harder questions, and the ones, though, that I have hope that we can make progress on.
With KUOW's Kim Malcolm, that's Lisa Dugard, a co-chair of Seattle's Community Police Commission. Mayor Murray's plan to strengthen civilian oversight must be approved by a federal judge. The city will go before the court August 15th.